bit of everything across California. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. A massive winter storm is blasting most of the Golden State.
Southern California has seen rounds and rounds of rain and snow, particularly at a little bit higher elevations. Places where you typically don't see them, blizzard warnings are in place. Winds 30, 40 miles an hour blowing around that snow. Dangerous conditions.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz, power outages have topped 115,000. Crews are struggling to get the lights back on in Michigan after an ice storm. According to the website poweroutages.us, nearly 500,000 customers are still without electricity. They have every right to be worried. That's the feeling of environmental advocate Aaron Brockovich, who spoke to residents of East Palestine, Ohio last night. Federal officials are probing the cause of a toxic train derailment.
Before leaving the scene, NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy said they don't have a probable cause of the derailment yet, however.
This was 100% preventable.
She said a wheel bearing on one train car was overheating, but the system did not alert the crews of the increasingly hot bearing until shortly before the train derailed. But when it did alert the crew, they slowed down the train further.
We have no evidence that the crew did anything wrong.
Homendy said their investigation will include everything from hazardous material train car labeling, whether officials properly handled the volatile chemicals by releasing them and burning them off, and whether this bearing was old or had been in a prior accident.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The NTSB is also investigating another close call at an airport. A Mesa Airlines pilot who was cleared for landing at the Hollywood Burbank Airport this week aborted the landing after realizing another plane was about to take off. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Three dangerous dogs will be euthanized after a horrific attack in Texas. An elderly man was killed yesterday in San Antonio, and three other people were hurt, one critically. Firefighters who responded had to fight the animals off with pickaxes and poles. The owner of the dogs was arrested. An attack on a teacher's aide in Florida has a student facing charges.
Stand up for me. Put your hands behind your back.
Flagler County Sheriff's deputies putting handcuffs on the 17-year-old after surveillance video showed him pushing the teacher's aide to the floor and continuing to punch and kick her. The Matanzas High School special needs student upset that she took away his Nintendo Switch console. He's now charged with felony aggravated assault.
I don't want to go to jail.
Well, Brennan, look at me. Look at me.
I have more important places
I understand.
The teacher's aide was treated at a local hospital for broken ribs and bruising. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
The World Health Organization has something else to worry about. The agency is in close communication with officials in Cambodia following the death of a young girl from bird flu. Is it the flu, COVID-19, or none of the above? A new test will let you know.
It's called the Lucira COVID-19 and Flu Home Test, and the FDA's given it an emergency use authorization so you can tell if that runny nose means you're in for COVID or influenza A and B. The agency said it's for use by people with symptoms consistent with a respiratory tract infection, and it can be used on kids as young as 2 years old. You collect your own samples using the provided nasal swabs, and in about 30 minutes, you'll know which disease you may have.
Fox's Jill Nato says false negatives and positives are possible. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.